Right. Can you tell me what... this is the matchware stand. Can you tell me about your products, please?
Okay, we've got three products. The first one is MindView 4. It's a mind mapping program which can be used across the curriculum at all levels within school. What it allows students to do is visualise ideas on a mind map. That can be rearranged and restructured as the students want to. But then they can export it to Word, so they can make outlines in Word documents. They can also make it in PowerPoint. So where that's useful is, if a student is able to think visually, but the idea of turning that visual diagram into a linear document is a nightmare, this does the hard work for them. So it allows students to concentrate on content. I like the PowerPoint one particularly because I'm rubbish with PowerPoint. And it makes my PowerPoint a lot easier to make.
And is this Windows or Mac or
both?
Either? Brilliant. Okay.
The last thing you can do is you can make timelines. So in this case, in the example, it's a history timeline, which is great for students studying history, but also sociology and anything else which requires dating. Having said that, you can also make timelines in the future. So for students who struggle with time management, or for basically everybody, you can make a term plan, you could make a revision plan, you could make a plan of how you're going to write your essay and what you're going to do, and just help students with managing their time and give them more structure.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay. Mediator 9 is a multimedia authoring tool. Probably, if I'm going to be honest, it's more specific for your ICT qualifications rather than broader use across the school. Having said that, it's very useful. It allows you to make interactive CD-ROMs, HTML, and also Flash projects. What's nice about Mediator is it doesn't require any programming. There's no need for a student to understand scripting and coding. It's all drag-and-drop programming.
Okay.
So what it means is you can create powerful presentations, but students are able to, again, similar to MindView, concentrate on the content rather than have I got a comma or a dot in the right place, which is going to mess up my whole program. Very easy.
Why
to
is this better than PowerPoint? Although I hate using PowerPoint for multimedia.
I'll be very honest. The way that you make it is a lot easier than using PowerPoint, and the ease of use. For me, it's a lot clearer. And I'm speaking for somebody who's tried to do things in PowerPoint before. I would much prefer to do it in Mediator. Plus, the way that you create interactivity is just a lot easier.
Brilliant. And you've also got ScreenCorder for desktop recordings, for capturing videos.
So what you can use ScreenCorder for, I always see it for two things. Number one, if a student's doing an ICT qualification, they might need to record evidence of having worked on the computer. ScreenCorder will allow you to do that. It will record your desktop, whether it be the whole desktop or a specific area. You can also use ScreenCorder to make video tutorials. So if you're an IT technician, or an IT teacher, and you're having to show 50 students the same thing over and over again 50 times, make a desktop tutorial with ScreenCorder and you just show it once.
Brilliant.
And you can add in speech bubbles and all sorts of things. You can even add in a webcam if you feel
sounds
that's necessary.
Fun. Thank you.